This episode of the Lock is Lit podcast is brought to you by Wizard Amusement Pinball Restoration Sales and Service. Check out their website at www.wizardamusement.com and be sure to also check out their custom shooter rods. And now, let loose the idiots. Welcome to the Lock is Lit podcast. Here are your hosts, Rick and Mark. Welcome to episode 105 of the Lock is Lit podcast. I'm your host, Mark Johnston. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Rick Taylor.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going with you, Rick?
Everything's been going good. How about you?
I cannot complain. Cannot complain one bit.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of an off month or two. So even though we're still doing a lot of pinball stuff, we haven't really been doing a lot of trips.
Yep, and that I am thankful for.
Yeah, you and me both. I think we needed a break.
Yeah, we did. As you may have heard at the beginning of the episode, we do have a new sponsor. And that would be Mr. Mike Levitt. He runs wizardamusement.com, and he does pinball restoration and service, and he also makes these really cool custom shooter rods.
Yeah, it looks the one that I have is just awesome looking.
Yeah, the one I have looks good too, and he sent us a couple to look at, and he also gave us one to give away for a little contest we're going to do, and we'll announce more about that later on in the show.
Oh, I love contests. I hope I win.
Aren't they great? You can't win.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of being a radio personality / podcast personality.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Gene can't win either.
Yeah, so. Gene, you're out, buddy. Sorry.
Out.
But now everyone else can.
Everyone else can, yes.
Well, wait a second. And if they... In order to win, don't they have to actually, give us feedback or call in or something
like
that?
Yeah, we would like feedback. The only feedback that we got of note recently, a while back we hit the 1,000 downloads. So we thank all the listeners for at least putting up with us this far. And when we got those 1,000 downloads, I posted on the Facebook page that I was thankful that people listened to our, show of rubbish. And I got a comment from Dave Hogsett, who said he couldn't wait till the next hour of rubbish. Makes
hey,
his
Dave.
Month a little bit better.
Hey, buddy, go ahead and gear down and grab fourth and then get some speed up and then hit fifth and go full force.
Full force. We appreciate you, Dave, and your little comment there. It is rubbish, but I think we're getting better. And
it's clean rubbish.
Well, just got to keep rolling on.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is. It's spring, and it's not going to be long before it's summer. We just finished up Memorial Day weekend, so you had a good Memorial Day weekend, right?
Right, I did. Not much pinball going on, but sometimes you need a break.
Yeah, I played a little bit of pinball over the weekend. The family and I were throwing around the idea of making everyone do a tournament, a little mini tournament here at the house.
Ah.
But, we actually got outside and played a few games out in the outside day, and it was a whole lot better. And so we never got around to the tournament thing.
Well, I played some pinball, but I spent most of my weekend like you did with the family and playing some disc dunk. So it's good to get out into the sunshine every once in a while.
Oh, yes. Well, and I as well as I do, I've been busy. I've got girls that are playing ball, and if I get to play pinball, that's good. I haven't been able to work on one in quite a while.
Yeah, I've got one I'm working on now, the EM, the Bally Wizard, and it lights up all nice, but doesn't play any games yet.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get that fixed, because I'd like to try that out. Apparently, that's a very popular pinball.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, it's a pretty looking pinball, but
it is. It's beautiful.
We'll see if it ever plays a game.
Well, you never did tell everybody where you got the wizard from, right?
No, I don't know if we mentioned it on the last show or not, but got that and a Bally Strikes and Spares from a friend of ours who's on the Facebook group named Mike Skohe, I think. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your last name wrong, Mike. But
yeah, maybe we have covered that. I think you said that before.
Yeah, I think I did too. And actually, his name's not even Mike. It's Mark. So, oh, no. Mark, we probably covered this before, so butchered that up. That's okay.
Well, Mike, we know where a custom shooter rod might be available. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know. But it's anyways, all right. It's all right. But, yeah, so that's where I got the wizard. And, like I said, I've got it lightened up, and it goes into, well, I don't even know if you call it attract mode. I don't know if EMs actually have an attract mode. I have no clue, but it does light up, and so it looks pretty.
Well, I know the day I was over there and you opened it up, it was before you actually had it lit up and everything. I was just like, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff in there. I would just don't have any idea where to begin.
I don't either. And the odd thing is that people who like to work on these type of machines feel the same way about the electronic stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm the opposite. I would rather replace a board or two and be done with it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't believe we have any more news. I know we don't have any more feedback that I can think of.
No, we were hoping to do, you know, an episode on arcade memories, but it's just been way too busy. Everybody's going different directions, and so far we haven't been able to corral everybody. So look forward to that coming soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and that will probably be when it happens. It'll just happen. It won't be, I don't guess, probably a month off. It'll just be whenever we get it done, we'll throw it online and you know, have at it.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to get people's schedules lined up, and
yeah,
and everybody has families and jobs, and so.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to get somebody, I mean, taking time away, and not everybody lives in the same area. And
right.
So, and, you know, whenever we do it over Skype the way we're doing it tonight, it's harder on you because then you got to go back and edit two different things, so.
There's a bit more editing, but, you know, last time we tried it with the one mic and sound quality just was horrid. Even though it's easier to edit, sound quality just wasn't there. But, you know, I've got to put a shout out to Gene again. I mean, he's like an unofficial member of this podcast, I guess.
He's our favorite sidekick.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should do an episode, the Adventures of Gene, every week and just have some story that he tells. Doesn't
Gene
it have to
Will's
be
Will's Walmart moment. That would be great.
He needs to give the Walmart number though.
Yeah, but
sorry, Gene.
Yeah, we like to pick on Gene, but he did he donated a bunch of audio gear to the show.
Thanks, Gene.
And we have a nice I think it's a 6-channel mixer. We have some nice mics.
Yeah.
I've got cables coming in.
We're rocking. So
we're going to experiment with that hopefully by next show. Because it is, I think it's more fun to have everybody in the same room.
Yep.
I think the chemistry's better, and it's just easier to bounce ideas back and forth.
But now again, we do want to thank Gene, but really we need to thank the woman behind Gene, because
yes,
Wendy's the one that made this possible. We
That's
all know
true.
It. We yeah. all do. So, yep. Thanks, Wendy. Sorry, Gene.
He's going to hate us.
Yeah, he already does.
Yeah.
But as long as he keeps donating stuff to us, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we appreciate it. And he's got some pins that are in need of some TLC that we've got to get over there and do.
Yeah, we got to make some time to get that done.
Yeah, so we'll hopefully get that done in the next week or so.
Yeah, Gene's a good guy, so he's our favorite sidekick. So, like I said, maybe next episode we'll have The Adventures of Gene, Episode 1.
I'm going to write that down because I think it's a fantastic idea.
I don't see how you can go wrong with that.
No. The only other thing that we need to talk about, we found a new podcast that we really like.
Yes, from Down Under.
Yep, it's called the Pinheads Podcast. Their website is www.pinheadswithaz.com.au.
And to be honest with you, everybody that's listening to us, I mean, everybody go check these guys out. They are beyond phenomenal. I just can't get over it. I mean, it sounds like I'm listening to a regular DJ radio station as a podcast. And they just do an unbelievable job, and all three of them just mix and play off of each other, and it's great chemistry. So definitely give them a listen.
Very good, and their production quality is just out of this world. I mean,
oh, it makes us sound like we're in the Stone Age.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's just an awesome show. They're only on episode 5, I think, right now.
Yeah, and they're the only official podcast, pinball podcast, I should say, from the country of Australia.
Right.
So, right. You know, I love, here lately I've been wanting to call you bloke a lot, and I don't know. that's starting to get on my nerves, but still, it's cool to say mate and bloke and all that other stuff. And unfortunately, I don't know if I have an Australian accent, but I feel like I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be proud of that, Rick.
Well, hopefully they're listening to me and then they can say, well, you know, this guy has no chance.
Yeah, they'll be like, screw those guys.
But definitely, as Mark said, give them a listen. That is one good pinball podcast, and I don't know. It seems like their episodes run a little bit longer than ours.
Yeah, theirs is about an hour and a half, 2 hours, but a little bit longer.
Yeah, so
on occasion.
But I think Steve? That's always the tech that always gives a.
There's Pentech Stevie.
Pentech Stevie, thank you. Yeah, and he's unbelievable.
Yeah, he usually gives the pinball life saving tip of the show. Which is pretty fantastic.
Yep.
But it's a good show, and like I said, it's become my favorite pinball podcast out there.
I was listening to episode 3. I started with the most recent 5, and I'm going backwards.
Yeah, that's actually what I did too. But we'll have a link to them in our show notes. You can check them out, subscribe to them, send them feedback. And heck, if you send them feedback, tell them you heard about them from us here at the Lock is Lit.
Yeah.
We would
appreciate
it.
G'day, mate. That's all I got. I'm out.
That's all you got. Well, Rick, let's move on to, I guess, the semi-main part of the show.
Ka-dunk-coach.
Ka-dunk-coach. Okay. We took another trip back down to Asheville.
Yes, the beautiful city of Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And you actually traded your haunted house for a Super Mario Brothers pin.
Yeah, I had put the haunted house up for sale on Mr. Pinball, also Craigslist. I think you had put it on Facebook for me as well. And,
right.
You know, I wasn't getting a lot of love, and I think it might have had something to do with the fact that it was near Allentown. And so wasn't getting a lot of offers, and I did have a fella that was way out in California that he wanted to do the whole shipping thing, and I decided at the last minute I was not going to do that because, well, to be honest with you, me and PayPal have our differences apparently, and I just couldn't imagine me paying, even though he was going to pay to ship it, I didn't want him to keep it for 59 days and then decide to ship it back to me. At, you know, in a beat up mess, that kind of a scenario. So, decided to TC. I told the guy in California I wasn't going to sell it; I was going to hold on for a little while. And TC out of the blue, next couple of days, sent me a text because I talked to him before that,
right?
And he had the Mushroom World Super Mario, which was a small version, and the regular Super Mario together, and he was trying to, I think, bundle them and sell them together, and unfortunately, I don't think it ever happened. Someone came in and bought the Mushroom World, and after that, he knew how I was interested in Super Mario, the big one, and so he gave me a text, and we worked out a deal, and so I yelled at you, and down to Asheville we went, and while we were there, Mark conducted a beautiful, beautiful interview.
I did, and we should mention that TC DeBella, he owns the Asheville Pinball Museum. And their website is ashevillepinball.com. And their address is 1 Battle Square, Suite 1A, Asheville, North Carolina, 28801. And so while we were down there, we asked him if we could do an interview, and he said yes. So this is the interview with TC from the Asheville Pinball Museum. Okay, we're here in Asheville, North Carolina at the Asheville Pinball Museum here with TC doing a quick little interview. He invited us down. We traded a haunted house for a Super Mario Brothers pin. And so we're going to ask him a few questions here about the museum. So basically, what is your pinball story? How did you get interested in pinball, and what led to the museum?
I grew up at the perfect time when there were solid states and EMs out there. And the convenience store on the corner, my buddy and I would sell Coke bottles and then use the dollar we got to play pinball. And
I've heard that from other people.
Yep.
Saying they did the same thing.
He would play, I was right-handed, and I'd play the right flipper, and he played the left.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And there was an Evil Knievel right beside an old EM Air Aces, and we could sit there for hours and hours and leave and sell our games to whatever other little kids were waiting.
Wow.
And so anyway, then fast forward 35 years, and I, on a whim, bought a pinball machine for my birthday. Mm-hmm. My wife let me buy it.
Yeah, that's the right thing.
We have those too. Mine let me come today.
Yeah. So I did that, and the guy I bought it from was just the nicest guy. And I asked him, I said, if I find a broken one, can you fix it? So I can fix anything. So I found a Captain Fantastic literally in a horse barn with horses across in the other state. And I brought it to him, and it took him a couple of months, but he fixed that. And he had a black hole at that time and offered it to me for a ridiculous price. So I bought that, once again, with my wife's permission.
Yes.
And then had a party last March, just, 14 months ago. And the next day, one of my party guests sent me a link to the Seattle Pinball Museum. And I'd been teaching for 22 years and looking to change careers, but I couldn't find anything that looked like fun. And I turned to my wife and said, you put one of those museums in Asheville, and it'll be huge. And she said, okay, we can give it a try. So maxed out the credit cards, and here we are. Now I own about 50 pinball machines. Yeah.
Do you actually have a full-time tech here, or do you do the repairs?
I do some. We have friends, the pinball people have come out of the woodwork, and they will help from time to time. But the friend that I bought the pinball machine from, he owns 10% of the business.
Okay.
And he comes in when he can and fixes what he can. And he keeps pins at his house that need major repair and fixes those. And that's how we work.
So how long have you been running the museum total? Is it
8.5 months?
8.5 months.
We opened last August 2013. So not long. And it's been a lot of fun.
So I'm curious, now that there's been a resurgence in pinball, like my kids, they're younger, they're 13 and 11, grew up with pinball.
Right.
But they love pinball. So do you see a lot of, what kind of people do you have coming in here? Is it kids, just a mix? Or
It's mostly adults. Like today's Saturday, so we'll probably get somewhere between 50 and 100 people in here. And out of, if it was 100, maybe 15 would be under 12.
Wow.
It's almost all adults.
Dang. Right.
But the really cool thing is adults will bring their teenagers in who have never played a pinball machine. And some of them get hooked and some of them don't. And they sit in the lounge and watch TV or play with games, and that's fine. But it's really cool to see a 60-year-old walk in and they look like a little kid. They start smiling. They're smiling the whole time they're here. They're playing, having a ball.
And I'm sure they all have a memory of whether played this one or when they played it. Or
the recurring thing that keeps happening is people will walk in and say, I had a pinball machine in my house. I can't remember what it was, which boggles my mind, but it happens again and again and again. They cannot remember the name of it.
Hmm.
And they had it for years, sometimes a decade, and they still can't remember the name of it.
Wow.
So it's weird, but it keeps happening.
So do you have a favorite pinball machine?
My favorite is Black Hole.
Ah, see.
Which one of my first ones.
There's a lot of us, actually.
And, but my most special is the first one, the Buccaneer, which I had here when we opened. And after seeing people, sometimes you get big-time shakers who think that's how you play pinball. It's constantly shaking, even on the shot at the beginning, skill shot. So, and after a few people did that to my first machine, I took it home.
Yeah.
So,
how many machines do you have at home? Is that the only one?
At home, I have... Two.
Two.
Yeah, and they're both old EMs. I have Sky Kings and Buccaneer.
Nice. So your hours on the museum, just let people know, you know, what are your hours?
We're closed Monday and Tuesday. Monday's usually travel to find a machine or deliver one. Tuesday's maintenance day. And then Wednesday through Friday is 4 to 9. And Saturday is noon to 9. And Sunday is 1 to 6. Okay. And people are asking about extended hours, summertime. And it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, I miss out on money if I'm closed, but I'm also missing out on the wear and tear on our machines.
Right.
Because they're all for sale.
Right.
So it has to be a balancing act. And right now, we're happy with the hours. So.
Well, that's another thing I was going to ask you. How often are you selling / trading?
We are selling. We're averaging more than one a week. So,
wow.
Yeah. We've actually sold more than one a week. And as far as trading, that probably happens every other week.
Okay.
But a trade... trade has to be something that we really want. It's not necessarily the value. Mm-hmm. It's something that would make the museum better. We'd really love Hercules.
Out of the people that you're having buy them, or for that matter, trade, I mean, do you have any idea, is this mainly collectors, or is it people that are trying to flip them?
No, it's mainly people who want a pinball machine in their house.
Okay.
That's mainly what it is. Yeah, it's not people who are trying. I mean, there are a few that they tell me, right, yeah, I'm going to take this, I'm going to flip it. But
yeah,
for the most part, it's people that want it in their house. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And for everyone out there, this is in downtown Asheville, right?
Yes, right off of our little bypass. I mean, literally exit 4C. Off 240, and you are right here.
Right in front of, I don't know if it's in front of the Grove Arcade, but it's...
Yeah, yep. Right beside the Grove Arcade, you can't miss it. Be a part.
Yeah, and the Grove Arcade isn't actually an arcade. We found that out last time.
It's not an arcade.
It's the old definition of arcade. It's just a place to go and shop.
Yes.
And bring money, because that place is expensive.
Oh, yeah, we found that out, too.
Yeah, we did find that.
Well, I guess that's about all we got.
Yep, I think.
I think we're going to go play some pinball.
All right. You guys have fun.
We'll add links to the website in the show notes so everybody can click on it and find out more about it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for coming. Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully the three people that listen to that watch you come.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was the interview with TC. What all did we do down there, Rick?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I got to play... I mean, you got to realize we got there and we did the swap, and so he put the haunted house up beside a black hole, and he had about 25 or 35
he had there.
Maybe it was 35, but it was quite a few pinballs, and there were some that I've never played before, and Indiana Jones, that really blew me away.
Yeah, I will agree with you on that one.
That was a good one. So, but I mean, the setup that he's got. He's got it set up to where everybody that loves pinball, you know, everybody's got a family. And so if I drag my family into a pinball museum and want to play pinball, well, they're only good for so many minutes, let alone an hour. And so he has it set up to where people that may not dig it as much as we do have something else to do over to the kind of like a lounge area.
Right.
And it's all pinball related and themed, and I'm just telling you, anybody that's in that area needs to go and check it out, because I think he said TripAdvisor or TravelAdvisor, one of those, I can't remember exactly one, which one I should say, he said that they were in the top 20 on their website for the best places in Asheville to actually visit. I think they were number 8 if I remember correctly.
I think you're right there.
Yeah. It was, and TC's a great guy. I'm not sure the other two fellas that were there helping him, but I mean, it was a fun day. It was the best trip we've taken, I think.
It was. I mean, we got there, what time did we get there? About 11?
We got there around 11, yeah.
And he opens at 12. I think his hours are from 12 to, I don't have that paper with me, Rick. I forget what
it was. I think it was 12 to 9.
12 to 9 on... Because we went down on was it Friday or Saturday?
It was Saturday.
Saturday, okay, yeah, 12 to 9. And it was funny because we got everything loaded up, and I think it was about 20 till 12, and we stopped him and said, hey, do you mind if we get a quick interview? And he was like, well, I'm getting ready to open in 20 minutes. And I was like, well, you got 20 minutes. But it was funny because as soon as he opened up, I mean, there were people coming in like crazy. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I figured it would be kind of dead for a while. Yeah. But there was people there the whole time we were there.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he's got T-shirts you can buy, stickers, right. magnets, I mean, all this other stuff. And by the way, the schedule, I do remember him saying it, they are closed on Monday and Tuesdays.
Right.
So every other day, I think it might be. And, you know, anyone that is thinking about visiting, go to their website, AshevillePinball.com, and, you know, it'll give you the hours there. And also, every machine he has in there is for sale.
Yep, so, and they have little, if you go there and you don't see them, usually they're on the right side of the back box. There'll be a little post-it note with the price of the machine.
Yep.
And, you know, he had both Star Wars machines. He didn't have the Episode One, but he had the Data East and the Sega, which, you know, I'm agreeing with you on the Data East. I think it's a much better game than we gave it credit for.
Oh, yeah.
Initially.
Well, that one they had down there, compared to the one we saw in Winston-Salem last year, that one was the difference between night and day. I mean, it was unbelievable to play. Now I want one.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought that, you know, Data East, I'm not too big on them. But now I'd like to have that Star Wars because I love the theme. And, of course, it was really fun to play.
Yeah, that and the Sega one. I liked it as well, but I think that Data East was probably the better one.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Which I never thought I would say that, but, you know.
Now, one pin I saw that I never had seen before was that Austin Powers. That was pretty good.
I like that. He had a South Park, which I played that a bunch down there, and I thought I liked that pin, but I don't think it's anything that I would really want.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too big on the South Park either. The Amazing Spider-Man, to look at it, to have that in your collection, it looks unbelievable, but it's be honest with you. It just doesn't have a fast enough gameplay for me. It's one of those Gottliebs.
70s Gottlieb wide body, and it is very slow. The sounds are beeps and boops. I think the sounds are horrible, but the art package on that is just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's every cartoon, or I should say comic book, that I ever read of The Amazing Spider-Man looked just like that. So it's one I would love to have. But and I think the only one I didn't get to play that I forgot to go back to was Popeye. I wanted to try that.
I got a couple games on that. Well, actually, maybe one game. And I had heard people say that they didn't really like it, but I thought it was a fantastic pin. I guess it's a theme thing, whether you like Popeye or whether you don't. But I could care either way, but just the pin. I mean, the play feels just a giant boat, and you're just playing the ball over top of the boat, you know, and I just thought it was great.
Well, I was going to say, one pin that took me by surprise was Funhouse. And not because, you know, I know everybody out there probably likes Funhouse, and it's one of the top-rated games. Of course, the whole talking head thing freaks me out. I don't care for it. But
you don't mind it on Roadshow?
No, Roadshow, I don't know. I think it's the clown thing. But anyway, it was a really fun pin. It really was. And I was like, you know what? It's Pat Lawler. Maybe I'll have to look at if I ever come around one that I can afford.
Yeah.
I might have to add that into the fold.
Yep, I agree. And pretty much anything by Pat Lawler seems to be, you know, a good pin regardless.
And for everyone out there that does not know this, you know, Pat Lawler has agreed to make a new pinball straight off his top of his head, nothing licensed or anything, coming from Jersey Jack.
Yep.
And they are funding it, and he has unlimited resources, and I cannot wait to see what he comes up with.
Thank God I don't think they're getting away from licenses, but it seems like every pin that's been out recently has been a movie or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I miss the original stuff, so I'm super glad that it's not going to be a license, and anxious to see what he can dream up.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both.
But one of the odd things that was at the museum, and I just thought of this, they had a Wico pin. It was a Wico Aftor, A-F-T-O-R. I'd never seen that And I remember Wico as the company that made replacement joysticks for my Commodore 64 and my Atari 5200. I had no idea they made a pinball. They had one down there. I don't think it was working. It was in the service area. But if you get a chance, go to ipdb.org and check out the Wico Aftor. It's a interesting pin, and I'm anxious if he gets it on the floor. I wouldn't mind to go back down there and see what it's like.
Yeah, it was. It definitely looked different. I mean, yep. I've never seen it, and I never knew the background of it the way you just described. So,
I don't know where you would get parts for it. I mean, that's. I mean, I thought my Atari was bad, but I think this would be a little bit worse.
Well, I know one pinball that I did not care for, and a lot of people out there probably think I'm crazy, but that Demolition Man, oh my gosh! I mean that. It felt almost like I was playing Hyperball or, you know, something like that, because you don't have the buttons to push.
Yeah,
you got a trigger to pull that controls your flippers, and I just couldn't get the feel of it. And I played it one time, and then I thought I'll never get that 3 minutes back in my life. So
I didn't play that. The theme of that I just never cared for.
Yeah, you know, yeah, the that's whole theme that's kind of true too.
And yeah, I didn't play. There was a lot of them I didn't play. I mean, you would think with, you know, 35 or however many machines you had there that we would have got to play pretty much everything. But there were so many that I played, like, multiple times.
Mm-hmm. I could have sat there and played that Indiana Jones for 2 or 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, I think I played it 4 or 5 times. I loved it. And I'd never played that before.
That is the Williams version
of
Indiana Jones. Never seen a Stern one. I mean, I've never played one. So, but I'm a Williams guy. I'd rather have that one, I think, if I was going to buy it.
Yeah, it was very good. I don't know if we have any more to say about the museum. Oh, we might want to mention that. I think the price to get into the museum is $10.
It's $10. Yeah, and that's all day.
All day play, as much as you want. Like Rick said, he sells shirts and decals and stuff like that, which we bought, you know, a shirt, and I bought a magnet. But yeah, if you're near that area, if you're going to see the Biltmore, which is probably the main draw there in Asheville, while you're there, you know, run into the Pinball Museum. You will not regret it. It is just an amazing place, and I wish him the best of luck. That grow, and
I think he's been doing okay. I mean, he said he started out with what 20 some pins, and now I think he's up to 50, and a lot of them he's got offsite that are having to be either repaired or fixed,
right?
And so he'll swap them out, and
that's a good thing too. He's always buying and selling, so
it's always different.
It's always different. We may go down, you know, 2 months from now, and there might be 10 new pins there that we weren't there when we were there. So, you know, that's kind of cool too, because you never think about it, but if you just have the same machines there,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to really keep out a lot of people that are in the area that would visit there more often if there was, you know, different machines. So I think that's a cool thing. Plus, I'm sure he makes extra money, you know, swapping them out and all that.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, and I mean, it's a good location he's got, too.
It's right
across from the Grove Arcade, and I know a lot of people that go in there, they're probably, they're well off.
Yeah.
They could afford to buy a pinball.
Yeah, because we went to the Grove Arcade, and it was not our place.
Nah,
it's nice. I mean, the building was built in, like, 1929. It's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
And it's not an arcade.
No.
Like we would say.
No, there was no Pac-Man or Centipede or
nothing.
No.
But it's a gorgeous building, and where he's at is right downtown, and it looks like, I don't want to be an idiot and say the hip part of town, but that's what it seemed like, because there were so many people, you know, walking around. I don't know what was going on there when we left, but, I mean, there was traffic like crazy.
He definitely has foot traffic in that area, so...
Yep.
And he's a really nice guy, so if you guys are interested in trading or selling a pinball, give him a yell, because you never know. He might be able to work out a deal or even buy something off of you if you're wanting to give it away.
Yep. You never know. So go and next time you're in Nashville or even in that area, it's worth the drive to visit the Pinball Museum and tell them Locke is Lit sent you.
That's right. And definitely, hopefully, TC, you're listening to this, and thank you again. The Super Mario Pin's been great. The kids have loved it.
Yes,
so,
had an awesome time.
Yeah, even though Mark got the high score on it, but we won't talk about that.
I saved the princess!
Yeah, yeah, princess.
It only took me 2 hours to do it, but I did it.
Who's counting?
Nobody's counting.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Remember, folks, your kids won't know a thing about Atari or the Smurfs unless you educate them. So have them listen to the Retroist Podcast weekly at Retroist.com. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can play most all the video games you'd ever want to play. Introducing the Sears Cartridge Telegame System. Over 150 video games, all on cartridges. This cartridge of 27 target games is included. But you can get more cartridges that have tank games, space war games, blackjack, speedway. Over 150 video games so far. The Sears Cartridge Telegame System. Sold only at Sears.
Okay, so I guess the other bit of news that we have is you finally received your Whirlwind pin.
Yes, she arrived today.
Yes.
Yes, I'm still pinching myself and making sure that I'm not dreaming this, but...
Boy, she has awesome legs.
Oh my gosh, it's everything. Steve Overmeyer, give us a huge shout out to him because, I mean, again, it's not in 100% pristine condition, but it's pretty dang close to it. So I've had pinballs that are a lot worse shape and had to clean them and fix them and just that. But, I mean, this is just plug and play, and she's pretty to look at.
She looks good and she plays good. So, yeah, I'm really pleased that you got that because I know you've been looking for one for a long time.
Oh, yeah. That's the Earthshaker's been lonely.
Yes.
And now she's... I think she might be a little happy now. I don't know. She might be jealous, but
jealous.
Now I don't know. I have to give a huge shout out to Art Haber from Comet Pinball because, again, if it hadn't been for him, he would have never hooked me up with Steve Overmeyer, which was selling the Whirlwind. And, you know, I went off the deep end and went ahead and tried shipping for the first time from Jacksonville to Beckley. And, well, it didn't go as smoothly as I expected or hoped, but I guess you could say as a hope because I kind of figured it would hit a snag or two. So everyone else,
Of course.
Well, when it's me, Charlie Brown luck.
I wasn't going to say it, but
I got like Charlie Brown says, I got a rock.
Man.
So, but for anyone out there, STI/Naval NAVL. As a website that you can go, and they'll ship pinballs all over the country. And, you know, you can go to their website, and that'll email one of their reps, and they'll give you a quote, and they'll come to the house, and they'll pick up the pinball. They'll wrap it. They'll wrap it with blankets, and then they take saran wrap or whatever, it's not saran wrap, but the plastic wrap, and go all the way around it.
Yeah, I've got to say, it was wrapped extremely well. I was very impressed.
It really was, yeah. And then they load it onto a truck, and then they ship it. And so, in my case, mine came from Jacksonville and went all the way to Columbus.
Yeah.
And it sat in Columbus for quite a while. I mean, it was under 3 weeks. It was supposed to be here in less than 2 weeks, but supposedly driver got sick on a Monday that was supposed to be delivered, so it was going to come on Wednesday. Well, Wednesday, the new driver that was taking the old driver, the guy that's sick, his route, he didn't put it on the truck. So needless to say, I was not happy.
No, you was not.
I was not. And so after me, I think I fired off about 3 good emails, and of course I called 3 different times and left voicemails, but haven't had any return calls from Judy. That was the rep's name. And anyway, long story short, I think last Friday, Memorial Day weekend Friday, they called and said that it would be here on Tuesday, the 27th. And so hopes didn't get up high, but I did call them at 8 o'clock this morning, and if I hadn't reminded them, they would not have loaded it.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
I don't understand what in the world, how that works, but... And a friend of ours said that it might be a contractor and not directly, you know, through, I think it's Specialized Transport Incorporated is what the STI stands for. But, right. I don't know. I don't care. I don't get any discount off of it.
No.
You know, even though it was a week late or almost a week late. So, and apparently I'm not going to get anyone to return calls or emails. So,
yeah.
So again, it's... You know, am I happy? Did they do a good job? Yeah, they did a good job. They just didn't meet their deadline. And so, of course, it doesn't really say anything on their website about it being guaranteed to be delivered by a certain day. So I guess it's one of those things where, you know, if it's the pinball you've really been looking for and it's too far away for you to drive and get, if you've got the cash and can stand to wait a month or two,
well, and that's the thing. I mean, if it's too far to drive and you're getting a good deal, you know, on the pinball in the first place, paying the extra for the shipping isn't bad.
No, it really wasn't.
No, I mean, it seemed to be really easy to actually set up because you set up everything, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually told, the only thing I needed was the seller's address and phone number. And then the way it went down was, their local rep down in Jacksonville contacted Steve that was selling it, and they set up a time to pick up the pinball, which, ironically, they were 30 minutes early for him.
Of course.
But anyway, that's a whole nother story. And so, I mean, and that's all he had to do. He didn't even have to lift a finger. Now, Steve went above and beyond and sent me some extra pieces with the pinball and things like that, and he was planning on taking the legs off of it, and I didn't want it shipped with the legs on, and he didn't want to ship it with the legs on, but they got there so quickly he didn't have time.
Yeah.
And so it arrived in once. I mean, and they put leg protectors on the legs.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the whole thing. I mean, we've transported pinballs a lot of times, and we've never wrapped one up anywhere near that good.
Mm-mm. And these legs are powder coated, baby blue, and there's not a scratch on them. So, like I said,
they look so nice on my black hole.
Yeah, they did it. They did a really good job. I just had a little bit of an issue with them being later than they actually said. And I mean, but besides that, would I do it again? Yeah, I probably will. But going into it next time, I'm not going to get my hopes up that it's going to be there in 10 days,
right,
or less.
I agree. I do agree.
But, yeah. So, everybody out there, again, you can do STI, I think it's /Michelle, because Michelle is a rep that works there. And that's who I first contacted, and I think she delegates the work off to other people. So, and it was a good experience. I mean, you talk to them on the phone, they're really nice when they answer the phone.
Yeah.
Sorry, Judy.
Judy. Well, I'm glad you got the Whirlwind. It looks great. I played about 10 games on it.
Oh, my gosh. I still can't believe
it. It's going to be awesome when you get all the LEDs in it. And
Yep. Yeah, Mr. Haber, I'm going to be calling you or putting in quite a big order. I've got to order, you know, again, it's like the decals for the spinners.
Yep.
I mean, it's very minor stuff.
Yeah, that was the only thing that I saw that, you know, was had any wear or needed replaced at all was those, and that's nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to what we usually get.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I cleaned it, and the ramps needed a little TLC, but you take that Novus 2 to anything, and it puts a shine back on it.
Yes, it does that
dull off. So it's looking really good. And once I get this shooter rod that Mike, gave to me,
I'll bring it to you tomorrow. It's going to look awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So anyways, I guess we'll get to the final part of the show. This is kind of a shorter show than we usually do. But mainly due to the fact that we had planned a larger show and to the aforementioned scheduling conflicts. That didn't happen, but it will happen.
I don't think we're ever going to do that. I'll be honest with you. The time we get to the coin-op stuff, I've already forgotten what happened. Yeah. It's a bad memory.
Did we go to coin-op? I guess we did.
Yeah, I've got a roller disco sitting over there. So
I have a black hole.
Yeah.
So back to the contest that we announced earlier.
Oh, I can't wait to win this.
Yes, thanks to Mike Levitt from Wizard Amusement. He told us if we want to have a contest, the winner of the contest can pick out any custom shooter rod that he currently makes as the gift. And so we thought about the contest, and we came up with something that I think is pretty neat. What we're going to do when this show gets posted, which will probably be later tonight, we will post a small pick of a pinball playfield. Just a small pick of the playfield area somewhere. And we may, in fact, post a sound clip as well from said pinball. And what we want you guys to do is correctly guess what game this is from. You can email us your guess at feedback@lockislitpodcast.com. You can comment on the pick either on the website or on the Facebook page. However you want to do it. And on next month's show, we will announce the winner, which we will pick randomly from the correct guesses on this.
Yeah. And, I mean, basically, take a look at the picture. Give her a look, because it's not going to be too easy, but we didn't want to make it too hard.
No.
Where, I mean, this isn't like, the greatest contest we could think of, but it is something that's kind of simple and to the point, so.
Right. And one thing I will mention, you can go to wizardamusement.com, mm-hmm. check out his custom shooter rods. He did say that he does have others that he just hasn't had time to put pictures of them up. So if you do win, or if you want to get a shooter rod for a game that you don't see on the website, just send him an email, and he will tell you whether he has it. I know for the Black Hole, he had nothing for the Black Hole, but he did have a nice space shuttle one that was not on the website. So that's the one he sent me, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was going to say, make sure when you do that, though, that you let him know that you heard about it from Lock is Lit.
Right.
Because... that's definitely what he wants to hear.
Yep.
So,
and he makes good stuff. And
yeah, give it a shot. I mean, it's again, it's one of those things. Sometimes I think some pinballs can be too blinged out, but these aren't too bad. I think they're going to be pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There's enough of them on there that you can probably find something. That'll fit your pin. So check out the pick. It's not going to be that hard. There's some hints on the pick itself. Send us your guess. Next month's show, we will corral up all the correct entries and pick out one at random, and hopefully that will be you.
You
are wonderful listeners.
Yes. I'm glad someone's listening to our jabber.
Yes. Might be Dave Hogsett that wins. Who knows?
Well, let's hope so.
It will not be Gene Wills.
Well, sorry, Gene.
Yeah.
You've been eliminated.
We tried, but, corporate wouldn't let us go through with that.
Yeah, you know how corporate is. Yeah. Wendy. I mean.
Bada bing.
Yeah, sorry. Can't help myself.
Yeah. Oh, well. Rick, is there anything else we need to add for episode 105?
Well, I mean, I hope the next podcast, we're going to try to get back into maybe doing some repairing.
Right.
Something. We're going to have to throw some ideas around and get back to it. Put the pedal to the metal.
Yep.
And go.
I agree. Maybe I can tell all about my EM repair.
You should videotape that.
Yeah, I should.
If you videotape it, then once the insurance company comes and asks your wife what happened, she can just hand them the tape.
Yeah, that's true.
Then there won't be any questions, and we can all benefit from that.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be horrible, but, you know.
Well, I am so loved.
Oh, yeah, man. You are the EM King.
No, I do not want to be. That's other people's job.
So, yeah. Well, and again, as a reminder, definitely check out the Pinheads podcast. Lord, I can't wait for next month for them to come out with another one.
Yeah, I can't either. It makes the workday go by a little bit quicker.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So check them out. Check out AshevillePinball.com. And don't forget to check out and enter our contest and win yourself a free custom shooter rod.
Yes. And by the way, we are hoping that we will have another announcement about a sponsor soon.
Mm-hmm.
Next month. I'm still working out the details, but we'll let you guys know because...
Could that be a new contest, Rick?
Well, you never know. Let's hope so.
Yay!
Maybe if we get enough sponsors. No, I don't want a lot of sponsors, but... But, yeah, you never know. We'll let you guys know the details. But if something happens between now and the next podcast, you go to our website and you see another banner on there from someone else.
Yep.
I mean, that may be a clue.
Maybe.
Rut-row, Raggy.
Rick, I think that's done it for this episode.
Yes, I agree, sir.
And until next time, we will talk to you guys later.
Later. You've been listening to the Lock is Lit podcast. For any questions, comments, or general feedback, please email us at feedback@lockislitpodcast.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/lockislit. And don't forget Twitter. Just send your tweets to @lockislitshow. Also, make sure to look us up and subscribe to the Lock is Lit podcast on iTunes so you always know when a new episode is up for your listening pleasure. As always, thanks for listening.
Well, no sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
I saved the princess!